Tell me, what are some good things about being a teenager and not an adult?
Well, for one thing, you don't have to go to work.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay bills.
Okay.
And you can go out with your friends, and you can go shopping, and you can go to the movies, and...
Come on, Lindsay. Adults can do all that, too. But what's different is how much freedom teenagers have.
Don't have, you mean?
Right. How much freedom we don't have. I mean, I always have to tell my mom and dad where I'm going and what time I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And what time do you have to get back home?
We have to be home by 10 p.m. on weeknights, maybe 11 or 12 on weekends.
But it doesn't matter because you never have enough money anyway.
Definitely. You get some money from your parents, but it's never enough. And you aren't allowed to buy whatever you want.
What do you think it's like being an adult, Lindsay?
Well, adults have to worry about paying the bills and taking care of their family. They can't do what they want when they want.
They have responsibilities, you mean?
Yeah. I feel more sorry for my mom. She doesn't have to work full-time, but she still has loads of different things to do in a day, like shopping and cooking, and taking me to dance classes and soccer practice.
So, do you think your dad has an easier life?
Well, I don't know. He has to drive over 500 miles a week.
Wow, that is a lot. Sarah, tell me about school. What are some of the rules at your high school?
Oh my gosh, there are so many. Let me see. We can't wear makeup. We're not allowed to chew gum. We're not allowed to bring cell phones to class.
There are millions of rules, all of them stupid.
And if you break one of the rules, you have to stay after school.
Well, speaking of school, I've got to go. I've got to do my homework.
Tell me, what are some good things about being a teenager and not an adult?
Well, for one thing, you don't have to go to work.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay bills.
Okay.
And you can go out with your friends, and you can go shopping, and you can go to the movies, and...
Come on, Lindsay. Adults can do all that, too. But what's different is how much freedom teenagers have.
Don't have, you mean?
Right. How much freedom we don't have. I mean, I always have to tell my mom and dad where I'm going and what time I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And what time do you have to get back home?
We have to be home by 10 p.m. on weeknights, maybe 11 or 12 on weekends.
But it doesn't matter because you never have enough money anyway.
Definitely. You get some money from your parents, but it's never enough. And you aren't allowed to buy whatever you want.
What do you think it's like being an adult, Lindsay?
Well, adults have to worry about paying the bills and taking care of their family. They can't do what they want when they want.
They have responsibilities, you mean?
Yeah. I feel more sorry for my mom. She doesn't have to work full-time, but she still has loads of different things to do in a day, like shopping and cooking, and taking me to dance classes and soccer practice.
So, do you think your dad has an easier life?
Well, I don't know. He has to drive over 500 miles a week.
Wow, that is a lot. Sarah, tell me about school. What are some of the rules at your high school?
Oh my gosh, there are so many. Let me see. We can't wear makeup. We're not allowed to chew gum. We're not allowed to bring cell phones to class.
There are millions of rules, all of them stupid.
And if you break one of the rules, you have to stay after school.
Well, speaking of school, I've got to go. I've got to do my homework.
Part B. When my father, Bill, retired a year ago, he bought himself his first ever computer. At the time, he had no idea how to use a computer and didn't even know how to save a document. He couldn't type very fast, and he didn't have a clue how to go online. So he started going to evening classes, and after a few lessons, he was able to send emails and search for things on the internet. He even managed to create his own web page. His friends realized that he was good at working with computers and started asking him for help. He found it quite easy to sort out their problems and decided to start teaching retired people basic computer skills. Now he's working harder than he used to before he retired. When my father, Bill, retired a year ago, he bought himself his first ever computer. At the time, he had no idea how to use a computer and didn't even know how to save a document. He couldn't type very fast, and he didn't have a clue how to go online. So he started going to evening classes, and after a few lessons, he was able to send emails and search for things on the internet. He even managed to create his own web page. His friends realized that he was good at working with computers and started asking him for help. He found it quite easy to sort out their problems and decided to start teaching retired people basic computer skills. Now he's working harder than he used to before he retired.